great. Like the first day of school, you know, everybody's here. Got a lot of new faces. Get to see a lot of old faces, but great to see everybody back in the building, getting ready to work.
One of those faces is Aaron. It sounds like he's pretty excited to be here.
Yep. You know, took a year, I hear you, but now he's back in the building, trying to get back to where we left off.
You know, you redid your contract to return. What went into that decision for you?
You know, whatever, you know what I mean? Taking myself out, whatever it needs to be for the team. I want to be a Giant, so kept everything that we needed to make that happen.
Corey, was that hard to do at all? I mean, nobody wants to take a pay cut, really.
Not at all. I'm blessed. I feel like it was a good position. I know a lot of other things going on, but I feel like I'm very blessed. I didn't even think about it. I don't think anybody did. I don't think, you know, we our goals are to win championships around here. So we fell very short of that. So I don't think anybody thought that we did anything great last year, and that's why we're here early, try to work those knots out so we could get moving forward into this season.
Can you look back and think on what happened?
I wish I could. I think if I could do that, then I could help correct some of those problems along the way. But we had a lot of problems, a lot of issues, and hopefully, you know, we could get those taken care of so we could be a better team this year.
How much do you think a team like this could benefit from a young corner that could come in and contribute right away in terms of coverage?
I mean, we could benefit from everybody, anybody that's going to help the team win. I mean, our goal is to win games, win championships, so anybody that's going to contribute in that way, we're going to use them, and hopefully we get a couple of new players that can do that. Well, I've been in communication with Tyron Matthews, you know, throughout the whole process at LSU. So, you know, we just try to make it easier or smoother than what we had it. Give him the do's and don'ts, give him our experience. I think that always helped, you know, putting ourselves in the shoes and letting him know what we had, what we went through, that it's not new at all. So just having those guys around him, I think, makes it positive and help him make an easier transition from the college level to the NFL level. I do. I think he's understand that he's had a couple of opportunities, a couple of chances, and I think he knows that it's not going to continue to be that way. And since talking to him, I think the last time I spoke to him was at the pro day, and I feel like he's made a change, a sincere change, to correct those mistakes that he's made in his life, and he's ready to move forward.
Do you feel he's the best corner talent?
Yes, he's from LSU, DBU. Yes, ma'am.
Different approach next year at all?
I think so. I think we make some changes in the right direction. We can't continue to do what we did last year and think we're going to be successful at it. That would be insanity to try to do the same things over and over again and expect different results. So I think we're going to make some changes, but change in the right direction.
Corey, you were asked before about your own season last year. You know, talked about the team not living up to expectations. What about for yourself, though? Can you speak about yourself?
Well, we always trying to get better or get worse. So, we always trying to get better every season, and we didn't do that last year, myself included. So this year, same thing, back to the drawing board, correct the mistakes. We look at the film, learn from it, use it for constructive criticism, and get better from it.
I'm sure you looked at all your play last year, all the plays and everything like that. What did you see? You know, you're used to a certain level. What did you see when you studied your play?
Well, it's for me to see. I'm a very hard critic of myself, so I didn't see what I wanted to see on the film, so like I said, this year we'll be trying to get, you know, that out of our system, so hopefully we can move forward and get better.
Do you have any worry that, you know, a player hits a certain level then maybe starts going this way? Do you have any worry that you're going this way, or you think?
No, sir. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're never staying the same. So we're working hard every day to get better. We're changing from eating habits to workouts to whatever we have to make ourselves better. So that's what I'm about.
Did you change anything? This and this the next year?
Not per se, but we always getting better, so I'm just learning from the film. I don't have anything I can just put my finger on, but like I say, when we working out, we change different tweaks for different mechanics. The same way when you're doing your back pedals, we always trying to eliminate wasted motion, so you always can find stuff to get better from.
Were you healthy? Yeah, I mean, you had some little things here and there. hamstring or whatever? Does it stuff bother you more than maybe you let on?
I mean, you know, when you're out there on the field, you're always 110 if you're going to get out there. I had a broken hand for a couple of games. I did have hamstring issues, but I still got out there and played. So I gave my all when I was on the field. Make no excuses about it.
Back to Tyran for a second. Had you tried to, it took him a while to come around. Had you tried to talk to him before?
I did, yes, sir.
And how frustrating was it to see that he wasn't receptive before?
I mean, it's just like a little brother. I mean, you can try, but you have to keep on. I don't quit. I don't stop. I understand that you make mistakes, but I never give up on a person. And hopefully now he learned his lesson. Hopefully he can get to a club and have good people around him to keep him, you know, on the straight and narrow. Not as often right now. He's actually in Florida working out right now, but he's with great people out in Florida. I know that he's with Patrick Peterson and his family out there, so I know he's in good hands right now.
Do you feel like you could vouch for him based on just your interactions to the organization as far as, you know, him coming in here and being a representative, a good representative of the organization?
Well, you know, if I'm here, I can have him right underneath my wing, so I make sure that it's going the right way. But just from speaking from him and speaking and seeing, you know, talking to the people that's around him right now, yes, ma'am.
Has anyone from the Giants asked you about him?
I mean, we always trying to get better. You know what I mean, so we ask about a lot of players, not just Tyron in particular.
Will was here earlier saying the idea of, you know, knowing the Super Bowl is basically right over here. Mm-hmm.
Why not? I mean, it's right in your stadium, you know what I mean? So that should add a little extra motivation to some of the younger players. I want to say for the older players, we don't matter. It doesn't matter to us where the Super Bowl is. We're trying to get there every year. But that should be an extra incentive to motivate a couple of the younger players to, you know, get on their butts, to get in the classrooms, and to help us win and get there. I just think just not him overdoing it. I know he wants to be out there so hard, and he works so hard to do that. Just not him overdoing it and trying to set himself back anytime. So I think as long as he just stay on course, we'll be okay. I think he brings a lot of depth, a lot of games being played, a lot of experience to that position. So anybody, like I said, can help us. We're going to use them and hopefully use them in the right way that they can help us win games.
So would you say, I know you're not the GM of this team, but
not at all.
But would you say, just from
No, I think we have great guys all over the field. I think we have to do a little bit better job of using them in a certain ways. We still got a good group of guys rushing the ball. I think if you show us a good defensive end, you can see a good corner. So it kind of goes hand in hand. I just think we have to make it mesh a little bit better.
Lots been made of Tyron Matos, like, issues off the field. When you've kind of watched him and scrutinized him as an LSU guy, I mean, what kind of player do you think and what does he bring to the team?
I think he brings excitement. I think he brings playmaking ability, and he always is a ball-hawking guy. He's a fierce competitor. He wants to win, and I think you need that on your team.
Thank you.